USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four states holding primaries yesterday. One of the winners, America's first transgender major party nominee for a governorship, Christine Hallquist, easily winning the Democratic primary for governor in Vermont. Also in that state, Senator Bernie Sanders won his primary in a landslide. Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin determining a matchup for the seat being vacated by House Speaker Paul Ryan. It'll be union iron worker Randy Bryce for the Democrats against Ryan's former aide, Brian Stile. Meanwhile, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier admitting defeat in last week's primary there. Collier saying he and his lieutenant governor will endorse the winner, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach.
Tracy and I will not challenge this, nor will we be asking for a recount.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A new report says over 300 Catholic priests in the state of Pennsylvania are suspected of sexual abuse. The Pennsylvania Attorney General saying a grand jury investigation involves six dioceses in the state and over 1,000 child victims have been identified. The AG says the investigation's ongoing, but a statute of limitations will hinder prosecutions. The Pittsburgh Diocese Bishop David Zubik is distancing himself from any talk of a cover-up there.
I just need to be able to say very clearly, and when they make reference to the fact that we're named in the report, we're named in the report because of work that we had done at that particular time, and that's how we were named. The report certainly does not indicate that I did anything that was covering up.
The jury expected to start hearing closing arguments today in the fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort, the judge presenting his final instructions to both teams of lawyers yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Congressman Keith Ellison is now the Democratic nominee for Minnesota Attorney General despite some late allegations of abuse. Thousands of people casting early ballots before the son of Ellison's former girlfriend went public with claims the congressman grabbed his mother and swore at her in a video he saw. Ellison denies the allegation. A Turkish court's rejecting an American pastor's appeal to be released from detention. Turkish media reporting the court today turned down Pastor Andrew Brunson's appeal for release from house arrest. Turkey accuses him of terror-related crimes, which he denies. Federal investigators warning U.S. banks about a sophisticated global fraud scheme involving cyber criminals hacking automated teller machines. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
During what it calls an ATM cash-out, the FBI says thieves can hack a bank or payment card processor and use cloned cards at ATMs worldwide to withdraw millions in just a few hours. The Bureau warned the attacks were expected in the coming days. It also said hackers plan to use malware to access bank customer information, exploit network access, and allow large-scale ATM thefts. Experts say the thieves send data to co-conspirators who imprint the information on reusable magnetic strip cards. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.